Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your game master. We have Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hi.
I want to say Athena every time, and I know we're doing a gift. She'd give Cape name. Sorry. And last but not least, we have Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, before we get into this, we did a bit of a restructuring on how the power sets work to try and balance them out a little bit. So if they have different abilities or changed abilities and you're wondering why they're not using other stuff, that's why. We're not going to go over what things changed, but certain abilities left and others got their numbers changed. So. But anyway, I believe the question today is from Mike.
Yes. So question is, what is your character's opinion on hoods? And if it's positive, who is your favorite? And if it's negative, why?
For the people at home who may not remember what hoods are vigilante-style capes. They're vigilante-style heroes that not necessarily funded by the government or anybody. They kind of just go out and do their own thing.
Less paperwork.
Less paperwork. You can't do it for a job.
Well, there are some that do.
That's not hood work, then. That's cowl.
I'm talking
Nautilus. Yeah, if they work for Nautilus. that organization only exists in New Florida.
Yeah.
But anywhere that capes aren't allowed, the hoods are kind of, they can get paid.
Pseudo capes.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll let Art go first because he's the one who has his eyes to the sky. And fun fact, you cannot use a character from the Florida campaign.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Let's see. So I guess it would be, he's fine with.
Hoods.
Okay. I don't know who is or what he would.
Fun fact, you get to make it up right now.
Yeah, I know.
And is it from his home state or is it from like Seattle? Or is it someone from fucking Bangkok, China? You know, like.
Yeah, it's probably going to be
London or.
Yeah, I'll have to think. I'm not sure off the top of my head.
We'll come back to you.
Yes.
Nana, do you have an answer?
So I'm thinking, right, from what I remember, fun fact, little tiny story, quick story. When Paul and I were discussing Luna's bio dad, he brought up, hey, I think he should be a hood. And I cried.
That's a true statement.
Because I was like, I don't want her to have an evil dad. But I think I've grown to where I kind of understand where they're coming from a little bit. I don't think she would be super duper against it because she knows from having, you know, a lawyer father knows that, like,
the law
sometimes
is messy.
Sometimes you have to break a couple rules to get by on something.
I will remind you of this conversation later.
Oh, I know. I think she knows that it's not
I think
right.
It was all the Nazis.
I'm sorry, everyone but Lola was fine with leveling that bitch's house with her in it.
She wasn't.
Oh, you were. She wasn't on board.
No. Her and Loa were the two.
I thought she was on board.
No, it was her and Loa that said
talked
no.
you out of it. Okay.
I don't know. I think I personally am like I understand yet. Why, but I don't. I don't know. I don't think. I don't think.
She wouldn't have a favorite, but she doesn't hate them.
She's not mad. She doesn't condone it. I'm thinking that she doesn't really condone it. She understands why they're necessary and why they're needed, but does not condone it, and probably does not.
A non-committal but valid answer.
Yes.
I have a lawyer dad!
You have to remain legally neutral.
Legally neutral.
Mike, do you got one?
If I woke her up, I was going to cry.
Sal, he's, he understands why they exist, just like they were saying. He does, again, similar, condone the activities because something you should be doing it for, you know,
legally.
You should be doing it legally, but sometimes you don't have a choice, and if you're doing it for the right reasons, you do what you have to do. He is about, you know, protecting people's whole thing.
Yeah.
If you're protecting people, okay, you're not registered, I get it. So, no, as for his, if he had to pick a favorite, it would probably go with the name. Yeah, I want to say just real tough.
Okay.
He functions as a shield, but he doesn't do it for money. He doesn't work for anybody.
And where does he live?
we're going to go... I'm going to throw this in there. We're going to Portland. Yeah, because that was...
I'll put my head back at the Army.
Yeah, you might be familiar with him. But, you know, he's just real tough and takes a beating, but he doesn't work the FSA. And, you know,
so his powers are super toughness?
Yeah. He is the you know... the shield.
Does he have like the ability to make shields to protect people, or is he just bodies
the attack?
Okay.
He's a face tank.
Okay.
I will eat the hit.
Okay. All right. I have one for you.
Oh, okay.
You've mentioned being pro Canada before.
Okay. Yeah.
Donut King. Out of British Columbia.
Okay, I'm good with that.
He has the ability to like produce. Baked, fried baked goods like on command, and he uses them to fight crime.
Okay.
Secret identity, Tim Horton.
and he shoots out Timbits as one of his primary attacks.
Yeah, that would work.
Do not have an idea for.
You said you weren't pro Cape, so weren't pro HUD, so I didn't have to. He said he was pro, so he needed an answer.
But Mike gave an answer, and he was also wishy washy.
But he had an answer. I can go with one pretty quick.
No. Because I already talked to him about something, honestly, about a hood.
It's a hood that remembers. Likes animals. They don't care about people. They only care...
No, probably not.
Big Top. He saves circus animals.
Hell with the legality.
Yeah, exactly. He just breaks into circuses and takes the animals. Yes.
Do you not remember what we talked about?
I don't have any recollection.
He stages zookus.
I'll Discord you. Or message you.
Yeah, sure.
But you don't have
I have Messenger from my phone. It's right here.
Imagine if I already texted him. Like
he stages Zuku.
You see the zoo tycoon? Anyway. So, who's doing a recap from last time? I happen to have it up. I can read it off really, really fast.
Well, the recap was Clash Training with Bridget's...
Anyway, so you met Bridget's friend up in Canada. He has the ability to rebuild anything he owns. He owns an entire town. And you guys did some clash training, which was trying to recover high-value goods. You fought some monsters. I almost one-shot Salamander.
Yeah.
Loa was there still.
Yep.
He just poofed.
And at the end of the session, he poofed because his spirit walk was called him back.
I don't feel so good, Mr. Starked.
He went back into the cold.
Yep. And we came back at school.
Yep, you were back at school. So, you know that the real clash...
Real soon.
...is a week from today.
Woot woot.
So, well, yeah, because the clash is on Halloween, some people are saying that they should throw a party the weekend before... which, by the way, I did look this up. The Halloween in 2030. I have a calendar. 2030. It would be a Thursday. So it is the 24th right now. And the Saturday coming up would be perfect to throw a party if you guys wanted to enjoy yourselves before.
I'm always up for a good party.
You helped throw a karaoke party.
It's Chris's, it's his thing.
What? Me?
What?
People? Nothing. Party?
Nothing.
Parties can be fun.
Yes. So, are we just going to do it in costume?
Yeah.
What did last year.
Yeah, and what's your, what costume, so.
No, you cannot come in your armor.
Chris.
I didn't.
You probably offered to do a party and they say, hey, no, you're going to be in the clash, we'll take care of it this year. We appreciate you. If you want to show up and be like an MC, you're more than welcome.
Oh my god!
They literally say, "Please don't waste your time on it. We'll take care of it." Crying. And it's like five. It's like five or six. They've kind of formed five or six people from the non-Cape track who have been designated as the party coordinators for their side of the school. They say, "We don't throw it as hard as you do." But there's more of us.
All right.
So, what costume do you guys show up in? And how social are you in the moment?
Okay. This year, last year, I was the Hatbox Ghost. This year, I'm going to be, the one of the Rockford Peaches.
From real life, dude.
From real life. Rockford Peach. And we'll call it that. And she's invisible. No, you know what? No. She would be out and about, and she would have, she and Murphy are doing tricks for people.
Okay, so if we have Mira in Rockford.
What's the name of the movie? I keep thinking
she's League
the
of Their Own.
League of Their Own, thank you. Thanks. I was not.
All I could think was she's the man in that. I'm like, that's not correct. Because it keeps popping up for, because Halloween.
All right, Chris, do you know what Chris is going in?
Okay.
Or I'm going to put.
Yes, Chris is going to the party. Of course he is. But he is going to do as heavy of a makeup job as he can and change his appearance and just kind of be the little wallflower.
You want to have your friend, the illusionist, make that fucking perceptible?
Yeah, I got you. I'll do that.
Roll an illusion power check, and you roll charisma with precision. No, charisma with proficiency. It's a disguise kit, or no, it'd be performance actually.
That's pretty good.
So no, you don't get the auto 10, but you do get to add. You know.
I rolled a 15 plus 8.
You said performance.
Yeah. And 15 plus 8, 23 on the illusion check. You're not going to get caught out because of that.
22?
Yeah.
10 plus 12?
I'm only going to roll for the organizers because they're looking for you.
Uh-huh.
No one else
can bother. Because I want to...
Be a wallflower. Why not?
I'm adding 5.
That's fine.
One of them figures out it's you. And they're like, Chris?
Shh. It's Halloween. I'm in disguise.
You know, he got really, really close. Like, it's a slender guy. He's probably the quietest of the party committee, but his power is to, is like for construction. So he builds he builds the stage and like all the decorations and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna have a rich, rich man when he leaves. Once he gets his powers under control, because like right now, occasionally his shit just explodes. Like a can of compressed worms. You know, like the old toy.
Uh
huh. And then it doesn't hurt anybody, but it's supposed to be there forever, and it wasn't. Anyway, he leans over and he's like, "Do you need anything?"
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah.
I respect it. And he says, I won't tell anybody.
I'm going to see, you know, I just wanted to see how many people actually managed to pick me out. And it's going to be more fun telling them.
His name's Brandon.
Brandon. It's going to be more fun telling
them. Sorry, no, Robert.
I was at the party. I saw you doing this, this, and this.
What? Where were you? What are you talking? Of course, we already know, but...
Oh, yeah.
You left the room under her invisibility, and nobody saw you go down there.
Get the fuck out of here. Get out. Please.
His name's Robert. With construction powers.
Bob the Builder.
God damn it. Roll that 2d4 for me.
I like to think as we're, you know, getting him ready, I'm just like, oh, this is going to be fun. You're going to be on my side of the party.
Mockery damage.
Oh, only three points.
So 6.
God damn it.
All right, and then, what does Sal show up in? Or not Sal. Yeah, Sal.
Yeah, Sal. Yeah, he... he gets to, you know, he spends a little time working on it, gets some fur and some tech, you know, so he builds
Conan?
A very nice tech thing. No.
Chewbacca.
Because I fit the size and I can make a bowcaster.
Is it funny that Google Docs knew how to spell Chewbacca when I spelled it wrong?
No, it's good.
All right, so, I mean, the party, it isn't quite as wild as what Chris threw last year, and the one that they literally had to have teachers at, and you guys don't catch anybody selling drugs this time.
Oh, that's good.
However, you have not heard anything about Alice getting caught, or Alice getting, like, kicked out. The teacher?
Oh.
Drugs?
Hmm.
because they couldn't pin it on her. They didn't have enough to peg her with. So she's probably either being more careful or just kind of going straight laced, because it wasn't like it was in mass amounts of drugs. It was probably spending money at that point. Can I get perception checks from everybody? And then anybody who broke a 20, roll an insight.
I rolled a 9. 19 plus 9 for 28.
Well, I feel roll, less okay. of, you know, about mine. But
so, insight. Roll insight. 19
plus 4 for 23. And then insight 19 plus 1 for 20.
And then 14 plus 6.
So 220 is for insight.
13 plus 3 for 16.
For insight or for...
For perception. Oh, perception.
Then you don't get their own sight.
Yeah.
So the two of you who broke 20 twice, there's something weird going on.
Okay.
And you're trying to put your finger on it, and you're kind of watching the people, and you realize that there's almost no one from the regular class here except for the people who organized it.
Okay.
You're looking around, and you're like, there's not enough people here. And you spot out of the corner of your eye, you saw what looked like garbage cans on their sides, but they're like up high. And you watch as one of the few kids you see from the regular class, he's got really shifty eyes. He's like, you see him like glance at you guys and glance up occasionally. Hey, what do you do with that?
Hey, Harriet.
She pops into she pops Hi. And she's a parrot.
I love the parrot idea. I love that you thought a parrot idea was perfect. But I need you to be. Could you be a crow?
But they're so.
Yeah, drab. Yes. I need you. Okay.
It's Halloween.
I know it's Halloween, and I know you want to be beautiful and colorful, but I need you to be dark like Batman and be a crow. Dark like Batman, like a crow.
If that's what you want.
Thank you.
Poof, she turns into the darkest gray crow you've ever seen.
Perfect. Okay, so there's people. I think something's going on. I need you to be my eye in the sky and come alert me or Murphy or these two if anything's afoot.
So you want me to go look at the trash can things?
Yes.
Wait right here. Or why don't you just look through my eyes?
That's always what we do, but...
Just watch. Sit down. I will. You fell down the last time. It was really funny.
Harriet, go inspect that, please.
Just look through my eyes.
I will look through your eyes.
So she
and flies. I'll sit down.
Do you want me to hold you up?
No, thank you.
So she flies up to the nearest trash can looking thing and sees inside there's a metal disc like pressed into it about halfway down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like capping it in. And there's a red blinking diode on it, and then a wire leading up and out the side of the can.
Okay, and then I snap out and tell them.
Tell who?
Tech?
Yeah.
Roll tech. Roll tech. See what's going on.
I'm not good at tech. I know. Okay.
That's terrible. 5 plus 7 for 12. I know it's tech, but I don't know what it is.
Roll.
The question is, what are they going to be spraying on?
So what if I rolled a natural 20?
On a tech check?
Yes.
Well, yes. You be named Natalie. And you and you
I don't mean to. Fucking I'm up sorry. My plans.
Like,
I'm sorry.
So you look at
it's
it.
It's 25 if you're curious.
It doesn't matter. Okay. Nat 20 is nat 20 is nat 20. Though 25 doesn't mean you have the chance to do it without it. At least he was 24.
Okay.
Because unless you could see it. Like being discreet, and you also saw it, so you had a lower DC than anyone else anyway.
Yeah.
You're like, these are some kind of dispersal device, but those trash cans aren't made of metal. They're made of some kind of ceramic. So,
which means
there was also a wire leading out to the side.
So yeah. they're gonna
blow it up.
Blow it. They're gonna have a small explosion and make it crack and dump whatever's inside all over us. And I have no way. Yeah.
Now, there was the shifty-eyed kid you could try and snag.
I thought of something.
Yeah, he's wearing a Doc Brown costume.
Okay.
Of course he is.
Perhaps if I, just a thought, well, maybe if those two went and did that, I did around it, but make it real. Like, if you put, like, a You know, like, when bomb defusals, they'll have the cloche over it to stop the bomb?
Yeah, you're not nearly powerful enough to make out illusions real.
Question for you.
Okay. Yes.
That would actually be...
Remember the shield generator?
Yeah.
Can you reverse engineer it to put something around those things?
I work again, but I could try.
Do we want to try that?
Take
a
shield
generator. No, to be clear, there are a half dozen of these.
I want to talk to whoever set up this thing and figure out what they're behind the decorations. Do you want me to?
It's Doc Brown, by the way.
Because my suspicions are, is there another party going on?
You're pretty sure at this point that Chris's party senses are tingling.
Not the party senses.
But it's all mostly Cape students in here, right?
It's all
Cape. Almost exclusively. There's like the five people who organized it, and like this guy, this shifty eye guy, and one other person who didn't. It's like surprisingly a very popular person on the other side. It's weird, but your rival's not here, Chris. Mm-hmm. Moodlight's not here.
I do love that Chris is.
A school rival?
A school rival.
A school popularity rival.
I know. I think it's funny.
Meg.
Yeah.
So they... Let's go talk to Doc.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can... this will be fun. Let's see if I can sneak up on him as Chewbacca.
Can I help him with that?
If you help, he succeeds.
I'm not gonna help. Perfect. Yep. Okay. I help you sneak up behind him.
Oh, God, this is going to be fun. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll, start by grabbing him on the shoulder and just lean in. Do you know how hard it is to clean Wookiee fur?
Marty, my boy. I mean, Wookiee, my boy. How can I help you?
What is in those?
You see, you're within 5 foot of him, so you'll see this. You see a wave of energy, from his core out all along his body,
mm-hmm.
and his demeanor shifts, and you'd swear you're looking at Doc Brown.
Christopher Lloyd as Doc Brown.
Yeah. The character.
Yeah.
Not the actor. Like, if Doc Brown were a real person.
Yeah.
And he says, why, whatever do you mean? You can roll a supers check.
Yeah.
Because you're close enough, and you saw the effect.
10 on the die, 17.
You think he might have the power to embody whatever outfit he's wearing.
Oh, that would be useful right now for me. You ever see what happens when a Wookiee loses?
You think it might not be super effective, or it might only last a certain amount of time, but...
Or it's only while you're in contact, or close range, or whatever.
But, it looks like he's not... he did it before you touched him. He did it. He hurt someone behind. You touched him. He did it, and now his demeanor went totally away from what he was doing before. And he says, "My boy, how can I help you, my very tall furry friend?"
Do you know what's in those?
I don't know what you're talking about. I
figure he's.
You have no reason. You have no reason to. You have no reason to doubt what he's saying. He looks up and he's not. He doesn't look. He's recognizing what you're talking about because Doc Brown doesn't know about them.
Can we roll perception while they're doing that?
I have a different.
See, I'm the wrong person to start now, doing this stuff.
To be clear,
I can pick one.
Those only count for combat scenarios. You can pick whichever sibling you want right now. If there's one you need for a scenario for a significant for a. A reason?
Combat
situation. I think I'm going to have Rachel come out and give...
Harmonics?
Unseen Servant?
Force Constructs. Is that her?
No, she's the harmonics one.
I was right. It's the Force Maze. Your harmonics. Yeah.
Just to move them away.
She looks up at him.
Does she come out in costume?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's totally Cleopatra.
That tracks.
Gotta put that under the costume. She has Mirage. If you're willing, you can put an illusion over her so she can go look inside. And she says those are containment units for some kind of acidic solution. If I had to guess, they're gonna blow up a bunch of acidic goo and wreck all your costumes and specifically you guys and your hair because you're going to be at the Clash. because hair's hard to regrow without the regenerate, you know, without having someone regenerate it for you. But it's, this guy doesn't have the trigger.
Can we move them away?
They're on slip triggers. If they move, they'll go off.
Of course.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Team 11's not here. Echo Team's not here. Those are the same people. There's a couple other, like, more quiet types that didn't show. Most of them showed up because it's you know, pre-Halloween party is good party. And a lot of them are going to be, like, celebrating, you know, well, the whole time you guys are in the clash, so. But you're like, Chris would figure this out pretty quick. I'm going to save you the hassle. It's got to be Meg. Meg has to be in on this. So you just flip open, you know, like, Super Space, like the school version.
See where she's at.
And she's live streaming. And she's live streaming from, like, 200 feet in the air, looking down at the party. And she's like, and yeah, in 10,
I grabbed the wrong guy.
And in 10 seconds, I'm going to hit this button, and we'll show those wannabe capes what we're really made of. 8, 7, 6. You have 1 round. What do you do? To be clear, there are 6 targets. I did call that out.
Okay.
6 trash can size things. Would you like me to lay out some options, or would you like to free ball it and try and win the whole thing?
I got an option. I'm just checking.
Just saw something.
You've talked really quiet.
She doesn't. It didn't need to. I think. Point one.
Yeah. Everybody get within 10 feet of Rachel.
There's like 80 or 100 people here.
How far apart are these things? I thought they were all as in a group.
So basically, it's like a probably 50 foot by 100 foot area that's decorated, and they're along the walls. They're like along the posts that were set up. So there's like one in each corner, and then one on each of the long sides.
Okay.
So, but you'll notice they're all pointed in. Yes, Natalie.
My idea was I wanted to figure out how long it took to cast Tiny Hut.
10 minutes.
Is it online a minute?
It's a minute to cast it if you use spell slot. If you're ritual casting,
it's 11 minutes.
I think it's an actual item that I have. I don't think it's actual.
You have a Tiny Hut that is like a tent.
Yeah.
It still takes a minute to put it up.
I know.
You have 6 seconds.
Whole damn person it. Is not an option because she is 200 feet.
Correct.
I want to just.
I can do that. Is she Cape Course? Because I don't.
She's not Cape Course.
So this could possibly injure her beyond belief.
Yes.
Yes. What if we did longer? Long strider, and I ran up and I punched her in the
face.
She's 200 feet in the air.
Fantastic.
Where is it? Exoskeleton.
What if
I'm gonna roll some hit points real fast.
What if he threw me in the air and I punched her in the face?
He can't throw you that far.
Okay.
Damn it.
This is just for you and I. Ready? Okay. Add this to each of those.
Okay.
I saw that number.
What was it, yeah?
Nothing. You saw the.
So. No, that's 60 foot range. Shit, I can't do that either.
What about.
Well, the things are only, what, you said 60 foot above us.
Correct.
But she's higher than that.
Correct. She is going to set them off. She's got a detonator in her hand.
Could I send.
Theoretically, you could shoot the detonator if you could hit it.
I could do that.
It's 200 feet away, so it'd be disadvantage.
That's fine.
Nope, can't do that.
But you're a dead shot.
I am a dead shot. And I have lucky.
Yes.
I would like to shoot the detonator, please.
So it's going to have three quarters cover. It's 200 feet away, so you got disadvantage. And it's got an AC of that. All right, guys, so look at me. Okay. Disadvantage.
I know.
She just rolled 2 20s.
Almost.
Are we gonna have 19 to like, check 20? Dice?
I have never given an assault back. They fucking float so hard. Tell the people what you rolled, Natalie.
I rolled a 20 and a 19.
Called
20 and 20. You said
20. I said 220. Then I said, no, it's probably 20 and 19.
It was meant to happen.
So, here's what I had set was, the AC was 22.
Okay.
If you hit up to a 27, mm-hmm. you were going to hit the button.
Yeah. Oh.
And would have set it off.
If you broke a 27.
You were going to hit the body device. And implode it and just absolutely shatter to a million billion pieces.
Can I tell you what I imagine?
And you didn't hit her.
Can I tell you what I'm imagining happened?
Sure. All right.
They're like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Okay. I got it. And then she's like, three, two, one. And then she goes to press it and then...
The arrow goes right through it.
Explodes. And she's like,
"Hey! Oh my god!" And she drops her phone. And no, it's not a phone. It's her comm link. So she's mm-hmm. like, "Oh my god!" And her arm, the camera feed just starts shaking. My hand! She broke my hand. My hand's broken. It did. She didn't touch. You didn't touch her.
I didn't touch it.
And she's just like screaming bloody murder on the live feed.
I guess it's time to start to live stream.
You? I thought you were in costume.
Hi. Hi.
I'll run the camera for this.
Sure. Hi. I did it. You're welcome.
Did what?
I shot it.
They're like, what did you do? We don't know what's going on.
Okay, well...
Everybody away from that far corner.
See those barrels? Stay away from them.
They're all over, dude. There's like six of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Someone wanted
to destroy all of our hard work. And
that's heinous.
And they were going to live stream it.
can you tap into the cameras around that we're going to live stream it?
Sure.
You can try. You'd have to, well, if you find one you can jack in it, you have a chance. Yeah. Honestly, with the camera, yeah, you can find one. Roll attack. Let's see how you do.
Eight plus seven, so...
Add a roll to oppose you, see how good their security is. Yeah, you're in.
I'm in? Cool. They weren't expecting it here.
Alright.
So. They had a little bit, but not much.
And AR
just
display.
Just to throw it out there.
Play back her video about...
Well, the video is like, you just go back in the stream and show that. And they're like... What a heinous bitch.
Is she trying to run away, or...
You're wondering how the fuck she's flying, because she doesn't have the power of flight.
Ah, fair.
Also, you know that the school rules say you can't go above 100 feet without clearance.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Camera?
Showing the
camera. Oh, right,
showing
yeah, I'm running
there.
The camera, aren't I? Yep. Camera goes up.
If I were to guess,
if I'm remembering right,
that's 200 feet. I think the school has a rule where it's the clearance is 100 feet.
Yes, and I just had to learn that one.
Oh, that's interesting because yeah. I think yeah. Oopsie.
And she's like, I'm gonna sue everyone. And her live stream, she's just officially has given up on talking to people. She's just screaming that she's gonna sue everybody.
I'm so worried about you suing us.
Is she starting to come down?
Actually, as you watch, a whip of water shoots out from the tower, wraps around her waist, and yoinks her hard enough that she, like, you guys see a blur on the camera. And then you watch, and then her live stream goes as you watch her get her torn a new asshole by Shinsoku.
And displayed on the wall.
Is AR. Yep.
I feel like he would be like, no, we're not live streaming this.
Well, no, she didn't tell him she was live streaming. So she's just doing it herself.
Yeah.
And she was doing it from, like, her palm. So it's still there, and she's, like, screaming at him. And now she's getting her ass torn open. She doesn't have she hasn't remembered to cancel
the, like, the live stream.
I will totally sue you.
Popcorn.
There's like 500. I want to say there's like 250 people in your class. 50 Cape school. 50 Cape class. 50 not. Of 200 not. And there's 170 people watching it. All of the non-Cape track, and then a couple of ones who aren't with you guys. or almost all of them who've made an account. You think there's probably people who are watching it together as well. And
I'm pretty sure the entire school is...
The whole school watches her get dressed down. He says, "And now everyone knows how useless you are." And he reaches over and he says, he looks at the palm where the camera's at and says, "Enjoy the rest of your party." And ends the live stream.
Holy shit.
Headmaster's a no-nonsense kind of guy.
Holy shit.
That was awesome.
Don't fuck with the students. You do see Gunny come down and start to disassemble those. He ends up figuring out that it's a plant-based acid, and they take it to the compost thing and pour it over. And it actually just really good. It's really good for composting. They figure out one of the non-Cape Track students made it, has been making it for months. They can make like a gallon a day. And so they filled...
They're basically a walking alchemy jug.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's real. Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting ability, and I like it. I mean, I'll help him transport it if he needs it, because...
Just noting that there's the alchemy jug man now. Okay. Otherwise, the party goes really well, and there's... More people figure out it's you, Chris, because of kind of how you reacted to the situation. But with some help from Athena, you kind of change your look up a little bit more, and they go back to forgetting you existed. It's a really pleasant morning or evening, you know. And it probably goes till about 1 a.m. and then the student teachers are like, "All right, handlers are like, "All right, guys. We have, you know, I know it's Saturday, but a lot of us have shit going on tomorrow. Let's just take care of this." And you guys are kind of led back to your dorms. And Bridget asks you guys to meet her up on the roof.
Okay.
She says, "Come in costume, come in suit. I don't really care. We're just going to have a conversation."
Okay. I'm going to stay in...
disguise.
Costume, yeah.
Do you look male or female in your wallflower outfit? Or is it just like a nondescript guy?
Nondescript guy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do you stay in costume or do you change?
I'll stay in costume. I don't see why not.
Natalie?
I'll stay in costume.
Okay. So you show up and she's in her full barista outfit. Like, that she obviously took from Starbucks. Or she had it made when she was faking working at Starbucks for a mission. You've seen it before. That's actually what you met her in. And she's just like, she gives you your regulars, she asks you what non-caffeinated drink would you like? You list what you want, she makes it for you. Not a big deal.
And Rachel asks for a caffeinated drink.
And she says, "For you? Sure." And then she makes her whatever she asks for. So you guys, she has you guys go over and sit on the couches where you usually kind of relax for a while. And she says, I got a little more information on the Clash that's coming up this week or next week, and it's not like it was 20 years ago. It's a lot more competitive, and a lot it's almost something people, they forgot what it was about. Do you guys remember the and she's looking at you, she says, "Do you remember the original purpose of the Clash, the International Clash?" This was a chance for inspiration, because I did mention what it was for.
It was supposed to actually teach teamwork and cooperation between the team.
Bingo, bango, bongo. Take your inspiration, sir.
I will definitely take that.
Basically, what it was originally was a collection of the ISA, FSA, and the national super teams would come together and compete to see who could save people, who could, you know, fight fires, stuff like that. It was to prove the competency of their capes, and it was also it was initially professionals, and then it went to being only juniors, like, you know, like under the age of 18. Then it went to back. Then it was like, I'm sorry, it was like agency members only or government sponsored. Then it was juniors only, no government sponsors allowed. Then it was no government-sponsored adults, and now it is back to being juniors, back to being government-sponsored. Okay. So it's had a almost like a American Gladiator. It's kind of changed a lot over the years from what it was. And but now they're back to what they thought was the most... What they originally discussed when they said they were going to do it again was the original purpose. Go and show how good our capes are. Show how good the youngest generation of our capes are, how great we're going to be in the future. And that's not what this is being made out to be. She pulls out a dossier that says "Do Not Reveal" on it. She says, "Fuck these people," and she puts up a I'm sorry, she pulls up a finger, puts down a black pyramid you guys have seen her use before, except probably maybe Sal. She touches it on the table between you guys and
take out your earbud.
It doesn't matter, not with this thing. And a purple like pyramid of energy appears around you guys, and she says, "No cameras, nothing work here." She pulls out the dossier and she says, "This is what you're going to be fucking dealing with. And I don't agree with it." She folds it out and she says, "At one point," it says like preliminary plans. "One of them was to have you guys have a battle royale between the teams." She says, "That got nixed by the UN. That was not going to happen." Then, you know, it was, they wanted to do the classic, you know, what's it called? Like a scavenger hunt with a couple fights, like very, save some people, fight some things, prove how smart you are. She says, that's what everyone wanted. But
like what they did last year.
Yes. That it was training for this. That's why we were training like that. Exactly. I mean, I think we even televised that to the other Cape schools as like encouragement to that they could do it, which is how you would know. And she says,
I've been there.
Yeah. She says it existed for until last week. That was what was planned. And she says now she holds up a new plan and it's much thinner, and it says, and it lists out, you know, essentially combat heats, and it's how fast can you burn down these automatons. Locate and search and destroy. Locate them in the location and destroy them. So it's kind of what it's supposed to be, but it doesn't talk about saving civilians or points for, you know, point reduction or that it's a race.
So who was the instigator behind this?
Well,
whose name is listed as the
funding?
Yes.
Well, originally it was supposed to be the host
country. No, that's not what I asked. Which company put this on? I can tell you who I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's sponsored by Athletico.
Yeah. I was going to say, the moment that you say it's sponsored by, and I feel like I know Chris and myself would go, is it Athletico?
Yeah.
There.
We don't like them, right?
Correct.
They're also a lot bigger now than when we went...
The trip to St. Louis. Gotcha.
Yes. Yeah. We had a trip to St. Louis. We'll just say it that way.
They're getting weird. I mean, as a kid, they were weird.
They are significantly bigger.
And now they're getting weirder bigger. No.
But when I say significantly, I mean, like, they were a Fortune 500. They're a Fortune 50 company now. This is... They...
Upgrades, people.
70 times in size. Like, it's... They're massive.
No. The question then is...
I'm listening.
We got to... All right, I got to...
Tinfoil hat!
Yes! Yes, I'm putting on the tinfoil hat.
Tinfoil hat time.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Maybe.
I'll probably agree with you.
Hello, Captain Tinfoil. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Athletico is now run by the Nazis.
Oh shit, you're probably right, actually. I'm an idiot.
Huh?
How?
Yeah.
What do you mean now? The whole time?
The whole time. Well, since the plan didn't go off the way they wanted to, they had to then insert and start to gain dominance other places.
The frickin' Nazi.
So yes, Athletico is always been run by the Nazis, but since we interrupted their plans, they had to implement other ones.
Yeah.
Because the question is, what did we prevent them from doing?
And what didn't you prevent?
Oh, yeah. God, no. Crap. Here comes my tinfoil hat even harder.
Okay, I literally wrote tinfoil hat time in my notes.
I did too.
Well, there is something that we changed. There was somebody who is now alive that wasn't supposed to be.
That's why they're getting bigger.
Overnight. He has become their spokesperson.
Yeah.
Who?
The person who was supposed to take over and fight.
Oh.
I got something even the DM didn't think of.
Oh, no. He's in my notes on what he's doing.
Uh-huh. But yes, because he should have been killed, and we did not take that into account. I didn't even think about that during the time. So he has now become a leader of the new Nazi party and is pushing things in other ways. Whereas without him being around, they would not have the
presence
to now, push.
Now, you do remember that the science division is in charge.
Yes.
So, he might be a figurehead.
Yes.
Just that's...
Well, but...
You were told that by an actual Nazi. So...
So, yeah. That's... There's my little tinfoil hat moment.
I do quite like that.
So, yeah. That is my tinfoil hat for the day.
It isn't as big as I thought it'd be. I had, like, two more things you could have listed.
Okay. So,
I'm sure they will probably come to mind, but I'm a little tired today.
Here's my thought process, right?
Uh-oh.
Natalie's tinfoil hat!
Yes, please.
Right? So, we know that it's not going to be as intricate as his, but...
That could be evolved.
Athletico is sponsoring this, right?
Correct.
We know that this guy that we saved in the past is now back and is possibly helping build Athletico to
No. You did not save him. He did not die. He didn't sacrifice himself.
Right. So...
To be fair, we also didn't kill him.
We didn't kill him. So, then has affected the timeline in
that sense. Was the only person you could have killed safely down there.
Yeah. But Michael said we couldn't kill anybody.
No.
But...
He says you can't kill all of them.
Now, I'm assuming now...
I just listened to it.
I'm assuming now we can't all go... Right, we can't do anything to stop him. We have to go back in time.
No, we can't.
Nope.
We don't have the ability.
I'm joking. But how can we stop
them? So, no. The other thing with it is the reason why they changed it is to... you already know where I'm going with this. They have a sponsored team.
They want their team to win.
Oh man, Art, you took my fun away.
So
that one was obvious.
What team are they wanting to win?
Echo.
Echo, yeah.
But Echo's not participating.
Correct. Echo's currently not in the competition. Only one.
They probably
this week.
Other
this
teams.
Week they're trying to get us
one,
to
three,
drop
and nine?
Out.
1, 3, and 9? I literally had this. I just saw it. Hold on. I took a picture of the notes.
I just was reiterating exactly what Art was saying anyway. But, like, my guess is that they're trying. This is my actual team. I'm going to guess that if they want an Echo team to go out for us instead.
They have another team that they're sponsoring in our school.
Right. But I'm wondering, right.
No, somebody's going to have an accident this week.
Yes, they're wanting to...
It's definitely
notice,
three.
Just throwing this out there, what if they're trying to get the other, like, the non-powered, like, side of the school to go against us so that the other team, they're trying to get us to get out of the class.
Okay, it is definitely 3 and 6, and you guys. 1, 3, and 6.
All right, who's next?
I knew you were going to ask that.
1, 3, 6.
It's important. Which was the one that was showing off with new gear? Because one of them was showing off.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You said one of the teams had, like...
Six. Yes. Has a new member.
Not just new member, but...
Oh, no, that's...
That was E. That was
not just them. It wasn't just them. There was a different team.
Team three is Hobie Ho, the guy with water powers. Red Barbosa, the one who could turn into a pirate ship. And Tori Snow.
Okay.
Chris's almost a girlfriend. I say almost. I don't know if you're officially dating. Maybe you are at this point. It's been a while. It's been months.
Yeah, we're probably dating.
Okay. Then you've got Team 6 is Simon Horowitz with Sandblast, Caden Yu with the lightning powers or sparks, and Edward Shealy Pipes, Barbershop.
Yeah, because Corbin died.
And Simon got upgraded.
I'm sure the rest of the backup tape class all upset. You guys got an outsider instead of one of them.
Basically, the reason why is whoever is tested the best among all the feeder schools and the secondaries. Basically saying, you didn't fucking step up hard enough, is what it amounted to. By the way, if you ever want to use this to note a new character, I made a bunch of these copies.
Neat.
And there's a bunch of secret shit I can't use on this. I cannot show you what's on this.
Damn.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's who... Those are the other people who have... whatchamacallits? Things that you need to worry about.
Wanted to say you said Team 6 had...
That is, honestly, reading who they are, it's entirely possible.
They got Ace Marines, I remember thinking.
Let me check 9. It might be them then, because I did plan one of those.
I just know that it was
Yeah, Neil Arma, the Gundam guy, Casper, the nickname Ghostly, nickname Gas Casper, Ghost Powers, and the Ace of Spades. No, it wasn't them. So it had to be 6. So yeah, 6 does have some new gear. Looks like they do. It looks like they might have been sponsored.
Branded.
You can check
that gear. Athletico.
It is not Athletico.
I'm gonna actually have Dido check up on his affiliation.
Got it. So his family runs a tour company in the desert, and he has actually already been offered a job by Alanocorp once he graduates, because he can control any kind of granular rock, which means he can control baronite. He has a job offer with they're assuming minimum 6 digits, might be 7 digit salary. He doesn't really need he's
7 digit salary.
So he's so not they're the, being sponsored by Alano.
Yes.
And you okay, do look sorry. And it is Alano gear or one of their subsidiaries.
Would I be able to
Good call on that though. You can take your inspiration for thinking of who has new shit. Then you give it to someone else at the table.
I'll take it. Need one? Sure. Thank you. Now, I hope...
I have one. So.
Would I be able to tell what would be Athletico, even
absolutely.
If it was pretending maybe they're trying to be a little more subtle about it?
Give me a check. Yeah.
I have no idea what I would roll, Paul.
Give me a...
Investigation.
Give me investigation. Okay. With advantage, because you know Athletico.
I know them.
You literally lived them. Like, if anyone knows it, it's you.
That's 15 plus investigation. 15 plus 8.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Rogue. 15 plus 8.
Yeah. So with a 23.
Oh, you guys were trying to figure out where the 8 came from.
it is Team 3, but it's not directly Athletico stuff.
Okay.
It's subsidiaries, and it's specifically Tori wearing it.
Your girl.
And what you'll notice is that she went from wearing very plain clothing,
look how heartbroken he is.
I'm gonna help you with this. She went from wearing poor people clothes, like genuinely poor.
No, because her uncle came back.
Oh my god.
Am I wrong?
Oh no.
Not her uncle. But yes, he would adopt her like an uncle. Yes. That would be. And you'll notice that now she's wearing much nicer clothes.
Yeah, that comes from.
And now she probably would have talked to you about it because you might have asked, like if you're actually dating, you might have said like you got a new wardrobe. What happened? She says, yeah, a family friend
reappeared in your life.
Yeah, came back in and saw how my family was doing and
felt bad.
He gave my dad a new job and really made everything better.
Oh no.
Well, you guys know it's thunder. And like,
oh yeah,
that,
oh no,
oh yeah, no. Like, like I said, it's and the hard part is, I can't even acknowledge that I know her grandmother.
I mean, you can.
Well, didn't she try to set you? Oh right, you were like, no, no, wait. She goes to the school. I'll talk to her. Right.
Tying all the knots together.
It's always fun putting on that tinfoil hat, especially when. You actually predict what the DM hadn't planned. And...
Oh, no, he was always going to be a problem.
I know, but...
But what you will notice is that as you're investigating her and you figure out that it's her... let me make sure I have this right. So you're looking to Red. The Captain Crusher.
Okay.
And you find her having a discussion with one of the history teachers, or like you find like someone did a recording of it, talking about how her family her ancestors were pirates, and that she's recently paid someone to go and hunt in the Bahamas for the records of her ancestors' deeds. That's what in the summer she went to the Bahamas and paid someone. To hunt for records of her ancestors. Because she quotes, they weren't bad pirates.
Okay.
Because all pirates weren't bad. Because a lot of people who were claimed pirates were actually peers.
Right.
There's a difference.
There's a vast difference.
I remember.
You get a writ from a country. She calls you a pirate for actually
having... For them, you're working for the government. Yeah.
So I heard her say that.
Yeah, and so there's a recording. Someone managed to catch a recording of what she... Like, her talking about it with friends.
Okay.
So, that's kind of what you're going to get from that. You know that Hobie Ho hates Chris. Like, a lot.
What'd you do?
Oh, I would love to learn more about why.
From the time they got to the school, has been trying to date Tori.
He stole and he this is girl.
Uber rich.
Oh, Hobie Ho. What does Hobie Ho do?
He's a stretchy.
Hydrokinesis.
No.
What is his parent?
His family. They own a large portion of an artificial island off of Miami. No, it is not New Florida. It's a small rich person island. Like only the uber rich live here, uh-huh. And it's built out of baronite directly into the fucking core, like bedrock.
Uh-huh. Would I know
New
that?
Florida's better.
It moves. This doesn't.
Would I know that?
Never. Roll me a
roll high society.
Call number D12.
Six.
Yeah, absolutely. His last name is Ho. He's an Asian American, and you would know that his family have been at galas that you've been to with your parents your whole life. Mm-hmm. You met Bobby before. Mm-hmm. Like now, but he looks like he shot up 10 inches in the last year and a half. Mm-hmm. So he went from being 5'6" to 6'4". You didn't even recognize who it was until you finally like did
some
research.
Just now started piecing it together.
Anything up with?
No, it's more interesting. The island. Who sponsored the island's construction?
That's what I'm thinking as well.
From what you can from what you know, Natalie or Athena knows, mm-hmm. they were there as people Athletico was trying to get funding from, not being funded by. And there was a rumor going around when you were a kid that his family were ancient Chinese royalty. So there's a good chance that it's the deep state of China, because mm-hmm. Historical fact. For this world, China is completely cut off from the world. They have not sent anything in or out since the surge. So people, things go in, they don't come out.
We're like all ancient time. Right.
Okay, well, you might need to watch out for that one. Just throwing that out there. He really don't like you.
Yeah, I know.
I don't really care. He's like a surfer dude, but any around you, he turns into a bro. No, he turns into...
Oh, come on. He definitely turns into a bro when he's
He turns Chris. Into the Asian businessman who hates you. Yeah.
Oh, no. That's even worse.
All right. So, I want to... So, who actually sponsored the building of the island itself?
They did. The Ho family.
Yeah, they did.
They were gonna name it Hoville, and then someone kiboshed that.
Somebody said, wait, run this by a 12-year-old first.
Exactly. I need you to say it one more time to him, and it's a 12-year-old boy, and he's like, yeah, what's up, dude? That's a lame ass name.
Like, Hoville, you're gonna have hoes.
Oh, there. Like,
shit.
Now it's like
Neo Genesis. It's something very very pretentious.
So, question then become. No, that's not.
Well, technically speaking, yes.
Neo Genesis is pretentious. Can I have any other pretentious names that aren't real? Aren't like historical property properties already? I could be generic and say New Miami because that would be fucking on theme, but that someone uber rich wouldn't want to live there.
Well, just call it the Palms. Substitute of Palm Spring.
The Palms. I like it. Okay. That's all I needed. Thank you. Alright, so what are y'all doing?
Alright. Can't watch them all.
Do we have to split up and watch people?
Who are you currently worried about? And I'll tell you if you have with your collective insight you have anything to worry about. Ask me questions.
I think that's...
Honestly, Bridget's also there and she'll help.
Yeah, I guess what I'm thinking of is it team 3 or 6 that is going to be more vulnerable to some big guy punching out somebody or breaking an arm?
As far as you know, Tori is as a glass jaw.
Yeah.
But Captain Crusher turns into a fucking boat. Her suit is literally turning herself into a pirate with a cannon for a hand. She's pretty tough. And then Obi-Ho himself is... He's a blaster brain, so he's not particularly hardy.
And then the other team is a
beauty, a blaster brain, and a blaster brute. So...
Yeah, they're both pretty squishy.
Yeah. They each
have one powerhouse, and the other two are...
Squishier.
Squishy.
Yep. Well, that's kind of normal. So you're looking to see who's gonna get taken out.
Yes. Yeah. Because
most likely it's gonna be 6 if the Athletico is loosely sponsoring 3. 6 is the one they're gonna try and erase so that they...
Athletico wasn't sponsoring 3.
Partially. You said they are the subsidiary.
That was 6.
Come on. So Tori is on 3. She is wearing clothes that is from a subsidiary, but you've discovered that's just because they're nice clothes. You're pretty sure that they are not. They have nothing to do. Well, she at least has nothing to do with Athletico, but you do know that that Hobie-Ho or Bobby are Athletico. At least knows them for years. Has known them for years.
Yeah. Okay.
Then again, Athena has too. So.
Yes. But Athletico wouldn't want to piss off somebody of that caliber.
You can also call your dad. Your dad's an ass.
Not
in the Pyramid of Safety, but...
But, yeah, so I think we'll have to keep an eye on Team 6 and make sure that they make it.
Okay.
Because if we can keep Echo out, then that'll piss off more people. And you know how much I love pissing off people.
Echo Team has not been... They only show up when absolutely required. They are off the grid otherwise. They show up, like, beat red with sweat every time they show up somewhere. And they are being worked... You've gotten to talk with Gravity Girl once or twice. Like, she before her team catches her. And she's like, they work us so hard. I'm sleeping 4 hours a night. Our trainer is an absolute monster. Like, they are being worked to the absolute brink, and then healed and worked to get that hurt again. which explains one of the reasons why they are so much tougher than you. They were tougher than Diamondback a year ago, and he's been a Cape for 30 years. You know what I mean? Like, that's saying something.
Literally has diamond skin.
And they shattered him. Like, almost killed him.
So, yes. So we're gonna keep an eye on Team 6. Or I want to keep an eye on Team and try to intercept any...
Or you have an...
True.
Yes, Hobie, who have an in with Team... We can keep Team 6.
Yeah.
And more danger...
You're not sure.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. If we think 6 is in more danger...
Actually, hang on.
Then again, I suppose Team 3D.
And by the way, Bridget is, anything I'm saying is Bridget prompting it?
Yep. So, now, let's look at it a different way. Excuse me while I put my hat back on.
Oh, the hat's back!
Yes, I took it off. So, any chance for Tychus and Sylph to piss you off through... people you know, they would go after Team 3 rather than Team 6.
If they were going to try and get to her, I think the only
they're not trying to get to her. They're trying to figure out which team to take out so that they get promoted up.
Yeah, I understand that, but you just said, like, who would they try and get to?
Well, because...
That was my disconnect.
Yeah, well, because it's anything that would piss her off would be affecting her or her close associates.
Yeah, so which team, if they hurt them, would piss you off the worst? That's probably the support team.
But that wouldn't get them in.
Correct. That wouldn't get them into the clash.
So you don't know Team 6 from Adam.
But it might remove us from it if we're worried about them or ruin Arch competing.
Yeah.
So, you know, my girlfriend is on that team.
I know your girlfriend is on that team. You're also mortal enemies on that team.
Yeah. Well, it's not so much mortal enemy as he's just pissed at me because I moved.
He's not used to hearing no.
Yeah. No.
He was laying the groundwork for a year to date Tori, and then you sniped it. I actually had it set up that at the end of that.
Oh my god,
before
really?
Before the clash, they were going to date, and then I'm like, I'm going to give him a shot, and you fucking nailed it.
Incredible.
Well, it also helps that, you know, when you talk to the grandmother, you get a lot of insight into the family.
Great aunt.
Great aunt.
That's it.
But yeah, I think it'd be that team. How's my support team doing?
They're doing great.
They're okay.
Yeah, they pretty much go to the minimum classes, and they're just working in one of the labs inside the tower now. So they're really well defended because there was an attempt on them. Like, someone tried to blow up their lab. They didn't tell you. When you ask later, they'll tell you that.
Why didn't you tell me that? Are you kidding me?
Because they didn't want that reaction.
Oh my god.
Because Gunny took care of it.
I know Gunny took care of it, but you guys...
We're fine. Like, thank you for caring. She gives you, Animator gives you a big hug.
And then the hug back.
Yeah. But no, we're good. Like, we've been working on the tower for the last 3 months.
Please tell me if anything happened.
Got it.
No.
We'll tell Bridget. She'll decide if you get to know. And Bridget, behind Bridget goes, yes.
What the fuck? Where did you smart come from?
She's always there. Don't you know that?
I know
she just fades away.
No, I can still see you.
She isn't invisible. Active camo is not invisibility. So... As you guys are considering who you're gonna mark, who you're gonna fight, who you're going to worry about, I think it's time to end.
I'm worried about all my friends.
And next session, we'll figure it out. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
Oh.